Hold on, let me turn it on. Let's turn it on.
Smiles.
Smiles. Turning it on. Okay. Dude, this whole, have you been watching the Olympics at all?
Yeah, on and off.
On and off, yeah. So, God, Simone Biles. She's so smart. Anyway, I'll do the intro.
Woo! Ooh, that was fire!
Yeah. What's up, podcast? Welcome back to another episode of Friends from Craigslist. Thank you for coming back. Be sure to listen and rate and review wherever you listen. Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff. Make sure you check out the Instagram and the TikTok and, of course, our YouTube channel. Like and subscribe. What up, Grace?
How we doing?
Dude, I'm doing. You know, right. I'm out here going for Team USA.
And
USA. You wouldn't tell by the green. I don't know who I'd be going for. The Germans? I don't know. Who's green? Is there a green? I don't know.
I mean, there's some green in Italy and
Italians
South Africa.
Are, I don't know. I'll go for South Africa. I could be South African. They're white.
Yeah.
Some of them. canceled.
Well, and now we're done forever. Sorry, folks.
Right. Dude, I will say so we just spoke a little bit about this, and I don't want to offend anyone, but I feel like Simone Biles is really freaking smart, because now when she's like done with her U.S. Olympic career, she can be like a motivational speaker for like mental health.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
she's genius.
It's an interesting topic, because like your first, or at least my first initial reaction was, as an athlete, was kind of similar to what she did when she performed with broken toes and stuff like that. And you're like, you don't stop.
No, you can like pull that off. But then like, yeah, so that's like the fine line, because I don't want to be the guy that's like, oh, you're so upset, just do it, work through it. Because like, I'm not in that position.
Right. But then, right. So like your initial reaction is like, what is this to a couple broken toes? How are you not just working through it? But then as you start to kind of like think a little bit more, and there's something to be said about the dangers of these sports that, yeah, she also probably shouldn't have performed with broken toes. Like, instead of saying, why didn't you do this? It should have been, well, why didn't you do this back then too, to do something about like your health, the same right. way.
And for everyone that doesn't know, Grace is an athlete and was and is, I guess, right? Still, you're playing, doing the rugby hang.
Yeah.
And overall, just an athletic person. So like the opposite of me. And so you have qualifications, is what I'm saying. But yeah, man, I mean, I don't want to be that guy, because I also like, I understand like when I feel like shit, it's really challenging to do things, right? Especially like even we were just discussing, like doing a podcast after you're in like a really bad mood and like in a funk is really hard. And like what she was doing is, you know, I'm sure 10 times harder. It wasn't necessarily just like a funk. It's like, oh, I've only trained my whole life to do this.
Right.
You know, so like on that end, I completely understand, because who is going to throw away, you know, competing in the Olympics just because, oh, I'm sad, you know? So right. it's got to be.
Right. And there's something to be said about it. If you're at that level, then it's good on you to take the, like, to know yourself. And like, I also have the utmost, because I don't know that I could do it. Like, I don't know that, and I probably would push through and I probably would die. And because I try and do some flippy thing that she does unbelievably, like 9,000 in the air, which is like beyond anyone's ability, and fuck it up and die. And die because she'd land on her neck. Like,
right.
Like, you think about it, like, yeah, she 100% should be doing it. But on the other hand, like, I don't think I could do it. I don't know. But if I got to the Olympics now, I'd be curious if it's different because it's her multiple time being there. And, you know, there's something to be said about, you know, when you're first there, that pressure, that same way in, and, you know, first game in college, first games, whatever, you push through no matter what, because the expectations are different. She's now a Olympic veteran and can say, I know I can do it and I know I can't do it here. And I'm not going to ruin my career forever.
Yeah. It's like, now there's a QAnon. There's a QAnon. There's a conspiracy theory that I created.
Ooh, I like conspiracy theory.
We'll call it Emanon. And dude, I think, so there's two ways of thinking about, okay. Now the rational side of me is like, okay, cool. She's having a hard time. And like we just said, like she wouldn't be like, oh, I've trained my whole life for this. Let me just take a break. Like it had to be serious. Or here's my conspiracy theory is that she knew that she was going to do this because this might be her last, if not like second to last Olympics.
So she's setting herself up.
And so she's setting it up. Like the opposite of the Michael Phelps. Like he got in trouble and he's like, oh, fuck. All right. Well, I'm going to pivot now and just be like this guy that talks about like headspace. And now he's like doing like a Nautic track commercial. Like she's like, I'm not going to be that dumb. I'm going to set it up. And then, but then, okay. But then what I don't like, and again, man, I don't want to sound like this guy. I don't like how everyone is sensationalizing her of like, oh, how, okay. So first it was how proud of her they are because she's taking care of her mental health. Okay, cool. I get it. 100%. Know yourself and all that. Yes. But then she came back on the balance beam and everyone lost their shit when she got bronze. She didn't win. Like, listen, if it was like, okay, if LeBron, right? Okay. Hear me out.
She didn't win.
So did you watch the new Space Jam by chance?
I haven't yet. Is okay. It good?
But like, all right, it's not bad, but it's like, it's
like
not,
I love Space Jam.
Right. It's like, not the classic, which like you shouldn't expect it to be, but well, that's a whole other conversation. But like, okay. If LeBron was going up against the Monstars, let's say, right? All right. And then he was just not feeling himself and he missed out on all the trials in the beginning. And then he came out and he's like, all right, I'm going to come in on the fourth quarter.
Like it was a disappointing comeback story.
Right. And then like he didn't win.
Like it's kind of like the, like as if the Mighty Ducks didn't win. Like they losing, they put themselves first, they build all this up, they get themselves together, and then they're second place. And you're like, oh man.
Now one can make the argument that like, listen, a medal is a medal and that's amazing. And again, like you just said, it's better than I could do.
Right.
For sure. Me either just feel like I couldn't even get on top of the beam.
Although I've been seeing stuff that I lately in the internet where it was like, wouldn't it be more entertaining if instead of Olympic athletes going to the Olympics, it was sort of like you got a letter in the mail. It was like, Matt Berman, you are going to the Olympics for fencing. And like, you just go. And it's like a bunch of average people who have no idea what they're going to be.
That would be extremely entertaining.
Or like, Matt Berman, you are now on the balance beam. And it's like, well, oh, great.
Guess I'm on the balance beam today.
Right, and you're just,
dude,
like,
that is fucking, just, that would be hilarious, actually.
I think they should create, or I also saw something that I actually really appreciated. For all Olympic games, they should have one average person competing. So we have a perspective of how much better they really are. Like exactly to your point where bronze, you're like bronze, but bronze is still like a billion times better than like I could do.
Yeah.
So if there was someone average to be like, compare, be like, oh, yeah, that was actually really, really good. Instead of me sitting on my fat ass at home going, could have done better. Why didn't you stick that landing?
It's like everyone's a critic. Everyone's like, and then like when, like, it happens to me too, dude. Every time, like even this past NBA season, you know, I've always been a fan of the Nets.
Yeah.
But they like, every, when they get closer, I'm like, oh yeah, they're going to, you know, X, Y, Z. And like, this player's going to do this because I know this. And then everyone just becomes an expert.
Right.
Because like their team and they're doing well. or they're doing terrible. It's like, oh, he should have passed it that way. Yeah, like, I probably couldn't pass it one way.
Like, but you know better, and how could he not have done that? Because, and then you're pissed.
Yeah. I'm watching from the comfort of my own home, and I'm better than you.
Right. While we're eating, like, pizza and ice cream, and, you know, haven't gone to the gym for a couple weeks. Right. Yeah, you should have made that run better.
And they probably haven't smelled pizza in, like, 3 years, you know? Like,
yeah.
Dude, that's what I appreciated, though. Like, they had I forget his name, the one of the what do you call them? Like the guys, the swimmers,
yeah,
from Team USA, the guy that like won a bunch of golds, like Michael Phelps Jr. is what I call him. I don't know his real name.
The really like big dude with the tattoos.
Yeah. And he's got the Olympic tattoo here or whatever. And he was like the first, they interviewed him. The first thing he did was like eat pizza. And I'm like, my guy, that's exactly. I like the honesty. And like, dude, what's really weird. And I actually had this conversation with my parents while we were watching the Olympics was, dude, the saddest shit ever is if you're not like a Simone Biles level or like a Michael Phelps level, like normal people. And especially if you do like a more like obscure sport, right? And by obscure, I mean not mainstream, right? So like if you do like equestrian or if you do fencing, let's right?
Yeah.
Like you go to the Olympics, you're a bad motherfucker. You go to the Olympics, you win gold, right?
And
you're
and no one knows.
No, you go back to your fucking day job because you can't pay the bills.
And they probably didn't even know you left for the Olympics.
Right. They're just like, oh, I thought it was like a long weekend.
Yeah.
That's so sad because these people work so hard and train so hard for like that sport. And then they're like, oh yeah, go file some papers for me and be my executive assistant.
Well, so I actually read something that, did you know that each country determines what it actually means to win gold? So the country decides what prize you win for gold, meaning I think U.S. gold medals get people get $36,000 if you win gold. But like is like $200,000. Like each country can decide differently
how much you get paid.
Yeah. Damn. And I didn't know that. I didn't know each country decided like what you get to win.
Right. I bet the U.S. is the cheapest.
We weren't the cheapest, but it was just definitely one of those like did not put our money where our country pride should be in how much we're like USA, and they're like, nah, minimum salary base for a year, $36,000. It's not even livable. Like
you get gold, it's like you worked at the local McDonald's for a month.
And I'm pretty sure it was something like if it's a group sport, you split it. So
offensive. And I bet it's the same amount of money too.
Yeah. It would be like 36,000 divided by like 12 people on the team. Right.
Oh, and your coach gets 5% and the athletic trainer gets this percent.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't even think they get anything, which was the other thing I was thinking about. But then they probably get paid buko bucks by the actual athlete to get them where they are and to get paid afterwards being known as someone who trained an Olympic.
Right. And I'm sure it boosts the resume a little bit too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Dude, jeez, man. Like, I mean, I what's a real disappointment then is if you go, like, it's just an honor to be invited, right?
Right.
And then if you go, if Grace goes for fucking, I'm going to the Olympics for hot dog eating, okay? And
be you get what invited. I go for, probably.
You know, same. I'd probably be chicken nugget. But and
the chicken nugget division,
right? the CND, and like you go, and let's say you just get fourth. Then you're really
I can't
going
imagine
home.
Getting fourth.
You're really going home depressed.
Fifth is fine because you weren't even not even close, but you weren't even close. Fourth, just like second, third is better than second,
right? Dude, like, you know, yeah, you might as well just to get last at that point.
Right. But like third, I feel like it goes first is best, third, then second. Because second, you were so close to first and you didn't get first. Third, you're just happy to be on the podium because you get to be a medalist and you weren't going to be the first one anyway.
Right. Dude, and what they should do in the news, in my opinion, with this whole gymnastics thing, is really, really praise all her teammates that fucking stood up.
That other girl,
balled out. Shinli is her name.
She was unbelievable.
Badass. Gold in the all around. Like, suck it. And even the girl Jade, who was like, that night when I was watching her, I was like, oh man, like you're a backup. But then she went and got gold, and I'm like, damn, dude, stepping up. Which they should sensationalize. I can't even speak. They should really highlight those ladies, because holy
100%.
Shit.
100%. And they have a little bit, but you're right. I feel like it's way more about Simone, and like there should be proper attention around it, but they should give the same, if not more, about.
This girls is what that stepped up and killed it.
This is what a team is. A team is when a player isn't there, and especially when your best player isn't there. And I'm saying it in quotes, even though we all know she's the GOAT, but everyone brings something to the table, and you're able to step up, and not even step up, but crush it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
They did better than her. Just saying. Canceled. dude, you know what? I wanted to do this again because I was really proud of my post-production skills on the last Cozy Corner. So do you want to do an episode of Cozy Corner?
Let's do a Cozy.
Cue the saxophone. Yeah. Now, I've been thinking about this. Real good. Now, okay. Hey. Now, when you were... My question is, it's relationship oriented again, if that's okay.
That's fine.
So the last time, I think it was, how did you know Casey was the woman that you were going to marry?
Yeah.
Now, this will be the last relationship thing, but I think it's applicable because we have all been there, and we have all been in this weird situation of like the moving in, right? Mm-hmm. And like most recently, myself. And I can answer this question, too, so you don't feel so singled out. But how did you know that it was the right time to move in together? Because that was the breaking point of, like, when we stopped living together and then you became a grown-up. Granted, I was supposed to move in there,
too. Still living with you, asshole. So there's something to be said about that.
Right. But how did you... Was it the intentional move because you were unsure to go in with a roommate rather than get your own place? Because with freaking Hope, we got our own place because she wanted to like start fresh. But like, when did you feel where you're like, okay, I'm prepared to take the next step?
Well, so I think I'd be curious your answer, because we were in a bit of a different situation where we were pretty much weekend dating.
Weekend warriors, if you will.
For those who don't know, she was about an hour away. So it would really be, she'd come in on the weekends, we'd spend time on the weekends, and then she'd go home or, something like that. So it was much more of the appropriate next step to actually, are we more than just weekend people? We did that for up 2 years before we moved in. So it was, very much a needed progression as we're getting years in the books to, just to be able to see each other. I know a lot of times like you already were seeing each other every day or every other day, that the, time was being spent there. This was a needed vessel to be able to spend that much time. And the roommate thing was a financial thing.
Oh,
100% would have preferred to it have just been us. And there can be, I don't know if it's a cozy corner or a crazy corner of the roommate stories that we had to deal with because you decided you couldn't move with us. Thank you very much.
That's my
100% could have. And
dude, I know. For me, it was COVID pricing. that's what helped out.
It's funny. I wonder if anyone outside of New York would answer differently. But everyone in New York is like, financially. Right. Financially.
I meant love. is when I said COVID pricing, I meant on my heart.
Right. It's the same thing, but but wallet and New York prices and a single room or even loft to split with two people is a phenomenal investment and highly recommended, even if it's monogamous or even if it's platonic relationship. You should just sleep in the same bed and not do anything and then split a one room.
Dude, honestly, okay, wait. On that point, just a slight pivot before we run out of time because I found this very interesting. I don't typically watch daytime television. Okay, let's just put that out there. But today I was finishing my little workout and I went downstairs to the gym to do my other part of the workout. And I came back up, I showered up, and I just had the TV on. I forgot to turn the TV off, and it was on ABC. And the Tamron Hall show was on. Now, again, I don't look like a guy that watches Tamron Hall, but let me tell you, today I did, or at least a little piece of it. But there is that thing. Granted, they're not New York, but there are two women that are not in a relationship. It is a platonic relationship. They got married platonically, no sexual chemistry supposedly, and they are adopting a child to raise together. Now, she asked, what are the rules if you like meet somebody or she meets somebody or something like that? And they're like, oh, I think I'd be open to like having someone in the child's life eventually. And you could see one of them like sitting there like this. And the other one being like, oh, we'd be open. I'm like, she wants to have sex with her. 110%. Because that question came up and they were just like, one was just not having it. The other one was like, you can tell that one makes the decisions. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh my God. It was just, I found it very interesting. And I'm like, dude, you do you. Far be it for me to put any judgment. I just don't think I would be able to.
That's got
to
be one tough situation because there are needs that need to be met. And if it's not being met by your significant other, agreed upon, not because you go cheat and because it's not being met, but agreed upon, you have to be getting it from elsewhere. And so then what? You never can bring them home and you have to say, hi, but I'm married, but it's not sexual and I have a kid.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
you can't meet them because the other person's a parent, but not really their parent. Like,
it's weird. When she asked too, like, okay, well, what if feelings develop or like even sexual feelings develop between you two? And now they kept saying, oh, we're straight. It's like, okay, who doesn't matter?
No, because like, everyone's like pasta. They're straight until they're wet. So we all know that ain't true.
Yes. And she was like, oh, well, if it was going to happen, it would have happened already. And I thought to myself, nope, that's not how it works.
Nope.
Y'all are going to get it on or someone's going to get pissed off. Someone's going to bring somebody home. And that's just so I could never do it.
It's so complicated.
Yeah. I could do like the godparent thing, of course. But yeah. I don't know, like, you know, I don't know. It sounds like a lot.
To your point, what if they do meet someone else? And then
they want to get married, let's say, to that person.
Would they allow it? Because they have to divorce and then get married.
And then whose kid is it? Is it joint custody?
Right.
Is it just like, this is my kid and I'm running away? What?
Right, because you're going to have one with this other person, so I get this one? Like,
right.
I feel like they didn't fully think through all potential situations they could run into. Unless they did. And if they did, I want to hear all their solutions because I'm very curious. But that is a very interesting situation, all to save on some rent.
Yeah. And my last point on that, on the kids' note, would be these motherfuckers have to stop naming kids stupid shit. Well, I was watching Tiny House Nation because I got sucked in because I'm like, oh, Tiny House. I would never, but like, let me see these weirdos that do.
Yep.
And like this like couple named their kid like Ichimil and like Mashnona or some shit. And I'm like, and they were white. And I'm like, dude, no way. Anyway,
Anyway, episode canceled. Something or other.
And listen, we'll be back with some guests. Probably we're doing every other week just for now, just so I can get my life together. But our next episode, we're going to have an amazing guest. So stay tuned for that. And we do have merch on the merch store. You can link right below to this video and go right there. And it's going to be beautiful. Grace, stay beautiful. You look amazing.
Nice. As always. Stay classy.
Thank you. I'll try to get classy first. later.